Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as President Trump says he's naming Robert O'Brien to replace John Bolton as National Security Advisor. O'Brien serving him well, he says, as the special presidential envoy for hostage affairs at the State Department. The president tweeting that he's worked long and hard with O'Brien and is sure that he'll do a great job as NSA. Saudi Arabia says it has material evidence to show that Iran was behind the attacks on major oil facilities in Saudi Arabia that knocked out oil production last weekend. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says the U.S. needs to respond to that attack.
I think the president needs to act now, and he needs to act with partners in a fashion so the Iranians will not do this ever again.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is headed to Saudi Arabia for the next few days, and this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Trump campaign chief Corey Lewandowski says the reason he did not answer the bulk of the House Judiciary Committee's questions at a hearing yesterday was that he wanted to follow a request from the White House that privileged conversations not be discussed. Now, New York Democrat Jerry Nadler, who chairs the committee, is threatening to hold Lewandowski in contempt of Congress. Lewandowski saying this morning,
I believe that there are very many members on that committee who only care about making sure they're reelected and they can be as far left as possible so they can fend off those primary challenges. And I think Congressman Nadler is one of them in the Upper West Side of New York.
He was speaking on Fox and Friends, the Democratic-controlled committee investigating what it says is possible obstruction and abuse of power by President Trump. Federal Reserve policymakers are expected to announce a cut of a key interest rate when they wrap up a two-day policy meeting later today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It could be days before the outcome of Israel's parliamentary election is known, as exit polls at the end of yesterday's balloting show the race still too close to call. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party trying to hold off the centrist blue and white party led by former General Benny Gantz. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter is now suggesting that some of the 2020 Democratic presidential candidates may be too old for that job. The 94-year-old former president giving his annual address at the Carter Center in Atlanta yesterday.
If I were just 80 years old, if I was 15 years younger, I don't believe I could undertake the duties that I experienced when I was president.
Carter didn't mention anyone by name, but said he'd like to see an age limit on presidential candidates. Two Democratic candidates, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, are both in their late 70s. President Trump is 73. And NASA says it's going to be sending astronauts back to the moon in the second half of 2024, the new deadline giving NASA more time to finish projects like Orion, which launches a test flight next year, and to design spacesuits for the lunar surface. NASA's been under pressure for another moon landing ever since Vice President Pence announced a five-year deadline earlier this month. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, as usual, coming at you fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. No 8 second sound bites here. We get into the depth of the message, and of course, when it comes to things that are all legal, James Hurst, a New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst, is here to break it on down for us. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Good to be talking to you, especially after all this hubbub about Brett Kavanaugh. I know the justice had hoped that this would have short legs, but this looks to be, crawling out of its ditch time and again, these false accusations. I say false right now because, there's really, it's hard to substantiate the latest round of accusations about Brett Kavanaugh when, you know, we went through the Blasey Ford situation with, kind of walking a tight wire here, trying to have some respect for the hashtag MeToo movement and giving women a place to be able to make accusations and state their case. Well, she stated her case with impunity. I mean, there's no, there was no consequence for her bringing what seems to be a politically motivated story, and now here it is. We've got another story breaking over the weekend. What's going on?
Yeah, well, we have these two reporters from the New York Times, and they have two goals. First goal is they have a book coming out. They want to sell it, so they want a big story, a big bombshell to sell their book. Right. The other is they're leftist feminists who hate Trump and hate Kavanaugh, and they want to try to hurt this Supreme Court justice, possibly intimidate him, and, of course, they want to bring a certain word into the public discussion. You know what that word is?
The big I word.
Impeachment.
Yes, exactly.
Impeachment. So, So they put out a false, absolutely fictional fantasy junk story. Mm-hmm. The New York Times should have zero credibility. The only reason that people pay any attention to the New York Times is because of so many years that they were, quote, the paper of record, close quote. And so people have a habit of going to the New York Times. They are not the paper of record. They are the paper of lies. Mm-hmm. And so what this is, so why do I say that it's lies? Journalism is based on sources. We have a show called Reliable Sources. Ironically, it's on CNN. The idea is that the sources are real.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, the source is secondhand. It is some guy who hates Kavanaugh who knows someone
yes.
who has a story, but that someone who is the alleged victim has no memory of the event, has gone on record. I have no memory of that event.
Mm-hmm.
That means that the whole story is unsourced. That
yes.
means that no reputable journalistic outfit would ever put it out. But that's not the New York Times. So they put it out.
Well, it's not only the New York Times, James, but that's journalism today, though. That's what it's reduced itself to, sadly, has it not?
Well, in the mainstream media, yes. But the thing about this, they put it out. So where did it echo? It reverberates. It goes mm-hmm. back and forth. Well, of course it echoes in Hollywood, where all the usual Hollywood idiots go to their social media accounts and demand that we impeach Justice Kavanaugh based on this story that has no basis. Then
right.
every desperate presidential candidate comes out, beginning with Kamala Harris, and demands, again, impeachment.
So, but listen, James, listen to the language they're using. What did they all get on a conference call and said, okay, here's the storyline, here's how we're gonna frame this? Because they're all using the same language.
That's exactly right. And if this is a strategy, I mean, if it was intentional or not, it turns out to be a strategy. Why, as I said, bringing impeachment discussion into the public arena, intimidating a Supreme Court justice that is going to be pivotal on cases before the court that deal with, and there's one I'm personally involved in mm-hmm. before the Supreme Court coming up dealing with school choice. There are cases dealing with abortion.
Mm-hmm.
There are cases dealing with the Second Amendment. So they want to intimidate this man. There's no chance that they could ever impeach him, but what they can do is the same thing they did with Clarence Thomas,
mm-hmm.
is try to put an asterisk on his name. So every time a decision comes down where Brett Kavanaugh decided the way that the left doesn't like, they will say, yes, Brett Kavanaugh, plagued by allegations of sexual mm-hmm. impropriety, came down in this way.
Right.
So we have to say that this same type of allegation brought forward by a woman named Ramirez was dismissed, put aside even by the Democrats, because she couldn't remember for sure that her allegation involved Brett Kavanaugh. Well, that
right.
was a dubious, ridiculous story. We also now know, because of one of Christine Blasey Ford's lawyers, that she lied, committed perjury, because she claimed that there was nothing political motivating her to come out, and her lawyer said otherwise.
Yes, exactly.
But Christine Blasey Ford was as we all thought she was.
Mm-hmm.
She was somebody coming out, of course, motivated politically. The entire circus of those hearings were so disgraceful that they rallied the Republican base. But these people, just like they couldn't accept the results of 2016, just like they couldn't accept the fact that President Trump was inaugurated,
mm-hmm.
that the Electoral College voted for him,
right.
they cannot accept the values of the American people in so-called flyover country. They cannot accept the fact that Brett Kavanaugh is a justice of the United States Supreme Court, and you know what? He's going to stay there.
Right. Asterisks or no, he still has a vote, and, you know, the vote still counts as a Supreme Court, you know, justice. So, you know, but meanwhile, they're trying to do something that even Donald Trump tweeted about, and you alluded to just a moment ago, James, and that is, are they trying to influence, if they can't impeach him, they're going to do everything they can to influence future decisions.
Well, that's exactly, yeah, the president was right to tweet. He started talking about libel laws
mm-hmm.
that Brett Kavanaugh ought to sue. And, you know, as a Supreme Court justice, I'm sure he doesn't want to get involved in that because in the civil world, you know, it'd be the unseemly situation where a justice of the Supreme Court is having their deposition taken. I don't want to see that happen. But I wouldn't mind at all. I know Bill Barr's got a full plate, but my goodness, an investigation of that entire fiasco of
exactly. You talk about a sham. What does that say? Look, we got to go to break. We've got more from James Hurston after this. Stay with.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is sponsored by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor of the Beef Checkoff. After a long summer of pool party snacking and meals on the go, fall is the perfect time to reset the diet and jump back into a health and fitness routine. According to the USDA, we spend about 40 minutes a day prepping and serving food and cleaning up. So why not make the most of your time and revamp your refrigerator by adding in healthier choices that will benefit you long after the kitchen closes? Amy Goodson, dietitian and expert in health, wellness, and sports nutrition.
Now is the time to add nutrient-rich, high-quality protein into your fridge that can make it easier to stick to your health routine. Beef is a complete, high-quality protein food that contains all the essential amino acids the body needs to support physical activity and a strong, healthy life.
The iron in beef can help prevent fatigue, and the protein in beef contains the optimal mix of amino acids for building and repairing muscle. For more, visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and independent. kind of just the way you like to hear from us. We're back 19 minutes after the top of the hour. James Herson, New York Times best-selling author, media analyst, is with us. James, to put a bow on this whole situation with Brett Kavanaugh, I mean, this, enough is enough here. I mean, we have been spending an endless amount of time in this country. We're wasting energy. We're wasting resources. And like you, I take grave exception that you've got these Democratic candidates running for president. They're jumping the shark on all this. And I thought for a moment there, I almost thought for a moment, I mean, I know Kamala Harris, forget it, but that maybe Amy Klobuchar had some reason. And for her to chime in on this, I am really shocking, because I don't see any evidence that would get you to go from, you know, 0 to 60 in 2.3 seconds.
There is no, and that's the key word, Bill, evidence. There's not a courtroom in the world, a legitimate courtroom, that would allow this allegation to turn into any kind of legal action. The judge would say, dismissed. There's no evidence. What are we going to do? Bring in the victim? And the victim goes on the stand and says, I can't remember?
Yes.
That is not a case. Right. And that is not journalism. And that this is just a strategic propaganda move. And look, we know now. I mean, there isn't a single candidate for president on the Democrat side who has a shred of integrity, including Joe Biden, who was the former moderate. They're all running to the left.
Right.
And there wasn't anything about those hearings that took place on Brett Kavanaugh that had integrity. As a matter of fact, we forgot one of the key players of that hearing, who is now facing jail time, was Michael Avenatti,
yes,
who brought forth the salacious story. And, of course, the mainstream press, as they're wont to do because they hate this president so much, they broadcast it throughout the world.
Mm-hmm.
Is what they're doing to Brett Kavanaugh. This is a monstrous and an absolute, it's a debacle. And well, nobody reports on the constant sexual harassment stories that we heard about members of Congress, their big secret slush.
Boy, $17 million that is vapored somewhere that, you know, all of a sudden got real quiet, right? And
yeah,
and
exactly.
the only scapegoat they got out of that was Franken. And and the thing is, the other thing to consider here too, when you talk about the sham, let's throw in Dianne Feinstein in the sham. The fact that she held, you know, evidence, or, you know, held back this letter, held back this information, you know, for the last minute, the way she did. And again, there's no chastisement. There's no consequence for her. Blasey Ford, no consequence. As you mentioned, Avenatti is, you know, he's going to have his day in court, and he's in hot water for something else altogether different. But to be involved in a federal investigation, or even, you know, something like, the confirmation of a Supreme Court judge, there has to be some consequences for somebody coming up and lying or being politically motivated and then later on discovered. I mean, nobody wants to touch the Dr. Ford issue because of, you know, the fact she's a woman and, you know, this still could may have happened and the whole deal. It's like, wait a minute, you know, you've got to let it run its course here. I mean, you know, why not, if you wanted to know that Brett Kavanaugh, as you said, doesn't want it to go to court. But look at, you know, is there some sort of, you know, some kind of consequence that she has to pay for putting Kavanaugh and the country through this?
Bill Barr should assign a U.S. attorney to conduct an investigation and panel a grand jury, look into Dianne Feinstein, look into Christine Blasey Ford, the origins, and look into some of these other people that came out politically to disrupt our process. And, you know, look, what really shows the contrast, the press jumps on a story with no sourcing from 30 years ago to hurt a sitting Supreme Court judge, and yet the man who wants to be president, Joe Biden, is on camera inappropriately touching a young girl,
right?
in a bad car.
After he's been called on it. Yeah,
and
exactly.
They will not report on the inappropriate behavior of Joe Biden where there is corroboration.
Yeah. So James, maybe the GOP needs to bully back and say, okay, we'll match your investigation with our investigation. How about investigating Ilhan Omar? I mean, we've got so much information. You talk about evidence right now that she may have scammed the system. It was married to her brother. Some election fraud. I mean, you know, in terms of usage of funds, inappropriate use. I mean, there's a long line of issues coming her way here. How about investigating her?
Yeah, see, that's why I said Bill Barr's plate is quite full, but that's one that needs to be on there. And the Federal Election Commission can commence that investigation. The good news is we have a president who will, in fact, punch back.
Mm-hmm.
He will punch back. And I think he is a very strategic individual, obviously, from his business success. And also, he's proven a very patient one.
Mm-hmm.
What's coming out right now is the FISA investigation.
Exactly.
From the Inspector General. Bill mm-hmm. Barr has that. He's doing a review of that. There are people who say, you know, the timing of this New York Times story with Kavanaugh, maybe it's a distraction.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, you got McCabe. You got McCabe right now in the crosshairs, and that domino's falling. I mean, here he was being touted on CNN, and all of a sudden they said, well, maybe we better put him back on the bench for a little bit until this thing ferrets itself out, right?
Right, and there are all these scandals lead back to the Obama administration, Obama officials, and there's another one looming. There's credible reporting showing that Obama officials, including John Kerry and others, have been advising Iran
mm-hmm.
during a time when we are potentially teetering on military interaction with Iran. They're basically attacking our allies, and we have essentially Quislings going overseas and advising Iran.
Mm-hmm.
What did they advise them on? We don't know. But Iran may be trying to disrupt our oil supply
right.
by attacking Saudi Arabia. And we have people in this country from the Obama administration basically consorting with the enemy.
Well, Dianne Feinstein was caught on a phone call with the president of Iran, was she not?
Yes, she was. So that's just another. And so that's a whole other scandal that they want to distract from. So you mentioned McCabe. We have the Inspector General report. We have this emerging story with Iran. Let's distract it by having everyone talk about Brett Kavanaugh and his male parts. By the way, let's be honest. This story is ludicrous. The story is what the secondhand person, what they printed in the book and put into the New York Times, is that 30 years ago, Brett Kavanaugh, after being drinking, had his pants down, had his male anatomy out, and that friends pushed his male anatomy, his member, into a woman's hand. Now, if something like that actually happened, which is a very unusual occurrence, when a male member is pushed into someone's hand, that would make an indelible impression on their memory.
You would think.
There is no way they wouldn't remember that.
Mm-hmm.
So, that sounds like these fantasy stories that we heard about Brett Kavanaugh. It is totally inconsistent with the life this man has lived. None of these stories ever came up during a multitude of confirmations, and it's very clear that the left is panicking. They're really concerned about the health of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and they want to do everything they can. It's all part of the resistance movement.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, the New York Times is populated with young radicals.
Right.
It's not the New York Times of
tradition. There's no doubt. It's all been abandoned, James. We got to leave it there. Of course, this will continue. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, media analyst, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as President Trump says he's naming Robert O'Brien to replace John Bolton as National Security Advisor. O'Brien serving him well, he says, as the special presidential envoy for hostage affairs at the State Department. The president tweeting that he's worked long and hard with O'Brien and is sure that he'll do a great job as NSA. Saudi Arabia says it has material evidence to show that Iran was behind the attacks on major oil facilities in Saudi Arabia that knocked out oil production last weekend. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says the U.S. needs to respond to that attack.
I think the president needs to act now, and he needs to act with partners in a fashion so the Iranians will not do this ever again.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is headed to Saudi Arabia for the next few days, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Right, what more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Believe. Turn it up.
Baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle?
Yeah, I don't think there was any middle yesterday with the Lewandowski hearing, huh? You'd think, oh my goodness. And I kept thinking as I was watching that, I'm going, you know what? We're paying for this. I mean, this isn't an expensive front row seat to insanity, isn't it? And these are grown men and women, no less, that are putting us all through this insanity. And I guess, you know, if you really think that it's needful, with all due respect, you know, okay. I mean, you have every right for your opinion, just as we do. But right now I happen to have the microphone, so I'm going to let you know how I feel, and you can let me know back, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. That's a quick email. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, you know, it comes as no surprise that retirement is typically, you know, one of the most stressful life events people encounter. In fact, planning and succeeding in your latter years is a more complex equation today than from prior generations. Think about it. People now have an increased life expectancy. We can't be as dependent on other sources of income like pensions and securities like we may have been in the past. Now, as 10,000, that's a huge number, 10,000 baby boomers retire every day. The priorities of seniors will shift from growing assets to a reliable source of retirement income. Only makes sense, right? Yet when many Americans feel financially unprepared, this generation must understand what their retirement income needs will be, develop a plan to protect their assets through times of market volatility and other unpredictable events, and continually reevaluate and adjust their plan as efficiently as possible. That all laid out, ladies and gentlemen, we're fortunate to have Bart Lero with us. He's an investment director director of Cetera's Portfolio Solutions team, and he's here to break it down and, you know, calm you down just a little bit. I know you just probably hadn't thought about this, and you started going, gosh, you know, he's right. Well, Bart's going to help us out here. Bart, welcome to the show. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Hey, great to have you here. So why do you think so many Americans feel financially unprepared? Maybe because they are?
Yeah, that goes into the equation. It also comes down to, it's a very individual type of goal for somebody in retirement, and it comes really focus on what their needs and their habits are. So it takes a lot of care putting together a good strategy in retirement that meets the needs of that individual for their income.
Bart, I was reading the other day that somewhere around, I guess you get that usual 10% number that comes in, where 10% are really prepared and the rest are scattered somewhere in between, to where, you know, a certain amount of modest preparation down to zero, and they're just waiting to see what happens. Or as one anecdotal response was, hey, I'm not planning on living that much longer. And with tongue in cheek, you know, but go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. It's all over the map in terms of readiness. And there's a lot of challenges for retirement income and being able to have a successful retirement, but it's not insurmountable. And being able to get back on track and focus at the highest level on just two aspects of your financial life will help give you more clarity and know where you can really try to find areas of improvement. And we like to focus on a personal cash flow statement, so what money's coming in and what money's coming out, and also a personal balance sheet, so what type of assets, savings are available, and what type of debt, loans need to be met. So if you can really boil down and try and analyze those aspects of your financial life, then you'll have a better understanding of what you need to do to move forward, to be more ready, more prepared.
Right. Well, you're probably, at that point, you're probably about 80-85% through the process then, right?
Yeah, it's a lifelong process. It is in terms of discovery, right?
Right, exactly.
But you look at a retirement, and it could be 25, 30, 35 years. So you really need to be able to have that perspective, know where you stand from those two aspects of your health, and also have the ability to adjust and reevaluate over time. Because it is a very long, and becoming an increasingly more long objective and goal. You look at life expectancy right now, and they've gone up almost a full 2 years for somebody who's age 65 compared to 1990.
Yeah, kind of amazing. You look at these actuary tables now, and it was unheard of before to have them expand to 120, but now that's what they've expanded to now, right?
Quality of life and medical advancements continue to have people living longer and longer. So we can expect longevity, as we call it in our profession, as something we have to prepare for and we have to plan for when it comes to somebody's assets and their retirement.
Exactly. Well, Bart, besides those two major, and those are great focus points to get us underway here, is there anything else that people should consider when they're developing their retirement income strategy?
Yeah, I personally like to go to the three R's. One of them is it realistic? Are the assumptions that are being used to calculate the plan, the strategy, real? And is it actionable? Can you act on it? Right? Can that investor actually follow that? Is it realistic? Is it reliable? Is there a way to generate a certain basic level of income to meet the essential expenses of that individual? So is it reliable? And lastly, is it revisable? As we talked, there's a long duration in retirement. You need to be able to adjust. And if you don't have that flexibility, then, you know, you really are giving yourself and putting yourself in an opportunity where maybe success isn't going to be as easy as you would like it to be. So really realistic, reliable, and honestly, revisable.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. Bart, I've often supported counsel with financial advisors. You deal with this all the time, different aspects, life ideas, all these things. And you're constantly coming up with, as I say, ideas and approaches here. And so I've always recommended to people that, they should find a good financial advisor that, along with those three R's, that they can be compatible with, right?
Absolutely. And like any relationship, you have to be compatible. And a relationship with a financial advisor is a personal interaction. So communication styles, understanding of needs, and those type of soft skills are important to really look at as well when you're approaching a financial advisor. And we always recommend interviewing a few, because what your family member or colleague might feel is important and relate with might not be what is important to you.
Exactly. And sometimes you don't really discover that until you actually start interviewing financial advisors. I know for me, I thought something was really important, and then I met with several, and in the process, I was able to realize, wait a minute, this was something that wasn't even on my target list.
Yeah, and case in point for wanting to even have a revisable process is that, things change over a long period of time, personalities change, and you have to be able to be fluid with the advisor you're working with or another advisor. So you're absolutely right, Bill.
Hey, Bart Lero is here. He's helping us out. He's an investment director of Cetera Financial Group's Portfolio Solutions team. And look, we're talking retirement, we're talking strategies here and some great ideas. Hope you're taking notes, okay? So what questions should people ask their advisor about retirement to help ensure that they are on the right track?
Yeah, the number one question that I would have is for an advisor is, first of all, their approach, right? How we gauging success or failure of retirement. And a lot of advisors that we work with and have at Cetera will focus on probability of success. So looking at being able to generate either income or grow assets at a certain level each year. And that will give a very easy to understand score to that investor, and it's percent, so it's 0 to 99% chance, and that really can start gauging that investor, giving them that guideline, if you will, the understanding of where they stand today in terms of financial health. So I would ask about the approach. I'd also ask about what type of investment solutions they have access to. And also questions are really about, again, some of the soft skills, communication style, how they really are going to have the client experience go forward for ongoing reviews. So really taking those R's and applying it to what that relationship is as well.
Exactly. Bart, less than a minute here. Two quick questions. Set Income Tool, what is it, and where can they go for more information?
Great. You can go to Cetera.com for more information about Set Income. Set Income is a roadmap for retirement income. Provides those three R's in a go-to place for conversation.
Good stuff here, Bart. Gosh, thank you so much. You've really helped us out a lot here. Bart Lero is the investment director of Cetera Financial Group's Portfolio Solutions team. And Bart, again, let's give the folks one more shot at the website. Where should they go?
Yeah, that's Cetera.com. Cetera.com. Cetera.com.
Bart Lero. Thank you, Bart. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you, Bill.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing? Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed.
field. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
We're back with you, America. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now, co-founder, president of the Tea Party Patriots, Jenny Beth Martin. Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I am great. It's so good to be with you, Bill.
Always good to be talking to you. It's just sometimes the subject matter is... It's a little absurd, to say the least. And, of course, we got to talk about this latest witch hunt by the Democrats targeted towards a confirmed justice of the Supreme Court, Brett Kavanaugh. This is just endless, isn't it?
It is. It's endless, and it is absurd. The Democrats clearly want to really send a chilling message to anyone who might even consider accepting a nomination for the courts. If you don't agree with them, you're going to be attacked, and you will be attacked mercilessly. The fact that we've got presidential candidates who are calling for Kavanaugh's impeachment, even after the New York Times came back and ran a correction to their news story. It wasn't a story. It was a story or an op-ed, but it certainly wasn't based in pure truth and fact. The woman who was accused in this latest incident of being the victim, the accused victim, doesn't even remember whether it happened or not, or at least her friends say that she doesn't remember whether it happened or not. And yet somehow Democrats think this is a credible allegation.
Well, we're back to relitigating, I guess, in a sense, the Deborah Ramirez allegation that was brought up in the initial confirmation hearings. And this was researched extensively actually. I can't remember the exact number of pages, but I believe it's hundreds of pages on this investigation. I think the chair, Chairman Grassley, said they further, you know, went and examined, I think, seven or eight other people on this issue and determined that there was no there. And so they let it go. And, you know, not to mention all the other follow-up that they did, that the FBI did at the behest of the minority party, you know, to drag this out, which was, you know, thank you very much, Dianne Feinstein. So Dianne Feinstein gets away with this. Then you get the recent revelation from Dr. Ford's own attorney saying her motivation was all about Roe v. Wade. And then we find out subsequently that Dr. Ford was associated with a company that produces the abortion pill. So, I mean, this smacks of prejudice, you know, from one side to the other, Jenny Beth. And meanwhile, it's the people. We're paying for this crazy stuff, and this is nuts.
It is nuts. And you, one thing that each of these allegations against Kavanaugh all seem to have in common is that the people who were supposed to be witnesses to the event don't remember them happening. There's no one can pin down the date or the time that any of it happened. And people who are supposed to be witnesses, or apparently in the latest instance of the victim, don't even remember the events happening. So they have been investigated as much as you can investigate something when you don't know the date or the year or the time or the place that an incident took place. It's absurd and it's wrong. And I think that Kavanaugh will wind up being a better justice because of this, because he's going to understand the importance of rule of law, of innocence until proven guilty, of having the right to a speedy trial and a trial of your peers and a trial period in a courtroom, not the court of public opinion.
Yeah, how about just due process, Jenny Beth?
Yes.
I mean, that's out the door. And as you say, and you bring up an excellent point here, and that is the court of public opinion. This is not where this should be tried. This is what Dianne Feinstein did and the Democrats, and it created chaos and a crisis. And it almost kept a good man, a good judge, off the court. And, you know, the liberals and the progressives would have been jumping up and down and high-fiving if that was the case. And this man has been falsely accused. And what would happen if it was their son or their husband that was put through the ringer like this? Republicans didn't do this to the last nominees that Barack Obama put through. You know, Sotomayor didn't have to go through this kind of attack, personal attack. I mean, if there was a problem with policies and maybe judgments and that sort of thing, I mean, they were legitimately brought up. But we're not talking about going back to, you know, somebody's Facebook, you know, high school pages and what, and especially when Dr. Ford herself clearly had erased and maybe used the same bleach bit device that Hillary Clinton used in order to clean up all her social media stuff prior to all this, all these events that happened during the confirmation hearings, which adds to the curiosity of it all.
It really does, and you wonder about the motivation and the motivation of those who were helping her. It certainly is not because they're looking for justice. It is because they apparently have their own agenda, and they're trying to promote their agenda. It's not about justice.
Yeah, what does it do for the women that really have a problem, Jenny Beth? I mean, doesn't it compromise their allegations down the road?
It may compromise their allegations down the road. I worry about what it does for both men and women. I'm a mom of twins. I have a boy and a girl. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if something were to happen to my daughter, I would want allegations to be taken seriously. And I also want to make sure that my son doesn't wind up in a situation in 20 or 30 years from now being accused of something that never even happened, but happened during high school years. You know,
right.
There are all sorts of ramifications to this, and I think unforeseen, long-term, unintended consequences that we can't even understand yet.
And what do you make of these presidential candidates that are so quick to throw due process out the window and suggest, well, they more than suggest, they flat out stated that the confirmation process was a quote-unquote sham?
Well, I think that they they may have received some heat because they did not talk about impeaching President Trump in the last debate. And there are many in their base who want to see President Trump impeached. So maybe they think this would satisfy their base if they can talk about impeaching Kavanaugh. But the fact is, if they really want to win an election, it's not a good idea to motivate conservatives on the court, because I can tell you it is an issue that motivates us to take action, unlike many other issues that I know. And it may not be one that gets attention every single day. It may not be the sexiest issue that we get engaged in, but we get engaged, we get active on it, and it will motivate Trump's base to help get out the vote for him.
Well, and Donald Trump, tweeted out something that, was something to consider about, and that is that, is this a manipulation by those on the left to throw a little hand grenade over the bow of, Judge Kavanaugh's boat there to maybe influence some decision down the road?
It very well may be trying to do that. And I think that they're trying to send a message, agree with our policies and rule the way we want you to rule, or we'll just keep harassing you for who knows how long, presumably forever. They continue to attack Clarence Thomas, even though it happened years ago. And when he was confirmed, the vast majority of Americans did not think that he did what he was accused of doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, even Joe Biden said the same thing, said as much, Jenny Beth. And and here we are today in this 21st century America where everything has gotten so bitterly partisan that our brains have fallen out here, and there's no reason of civility, especially when it comes, from the left attacking, the right. I don't see it so much on the other angle, but I see it, much more so that these progressives are going, full force into conservative values.
Yeah, I think that you're absolutely right with that. And the left really has a double standard. They treat conservatives one way, and they throw out they throw out the rules when it comes to conservatives. There are no rules for how hard they can attack. But when it comes to liberals and Democrats, then if you even question anything about them, they will call you some sort of ism, sexist. You're falling into sexism or racism.
Exactly.
Or some other ism.
Well, I think the Justice Department needs to come in on this because, lying to Congress and making false allegations, whether it's the court of public opinion or not, maybe we need to rewrite the rules so that we don't have this kind of loose allegations flying around and bringing things into doubt that should not be, Jenny Beth, because Brett Kavanaugh, his family, and I would say the country and conservatism is paying the price for these absurd allegations.
I think that you're right, and I think that one thing you just said is very, very important. He and his family certainly are paying the price, but we as Americans, no matter what political party we affiliate with, this is affecting all of us, and it's affecting us in a negative manner, and we're the ones who ultimately are going to be paying a price for this.
She's the co-founder and president of the Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, where can they go for more information?
Go to teapartypatriots.org. Again, that's teapartypatriots.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart
cotton body extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers.